Not all of our history as a country are bright spots. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. So I'm here at another beautiful place in Arkansas, this called Pinnacle Mountain State Park. Just outside of Little Rock, it is beautiful. It's a day-use park, so like you can't camp here and stuff like that, but they have beautiful, beautiful trails, and I've actually done a wedding up at the very top of Pinnacle early one Saturday morning. That's a good memory. This is also a historic part of what we now refer to as the Trail of Tears. In 1830, President Jackson and the rest of the government of the United States passed a law to forcibly remove Native Americans from their homes and relocate them to what would be called Indian Territory, what we now call Oklahoma. So they would have passed through here, Cherokee, and that act applied to a lot of Indian tribes, namely Cherokee, Creek, Choctaw, Seminole. But this area would have probably mostly seen Cherokee, but and probably Choctaw, I guess. But it's called the Trail of Tears for a reason. There's a very similar episode in the life of the Navajo, which I'm very familiar with. They call it the Long Walk. But the idea is this was not something that they just jumped at the opportunity to do. It's a little bit heartbreaking to think that this, their heritage, their place that they lived, their identity for as long as they had existed, was taken from them. Well, can I just tell you that in our life, the same can be true? Not all things, not all days in our life are high points. But the good news here is that Jesus, that the psalmist would write in Psalm 34, verse 18, that God is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed. So can I encourage you today on this second stop on our tour of Arkansas? That truth applies to you. If you are a follower of Jesus Christ, listen, even on the hard days, God is near. That when you're crushed in spirit and you feel like everything is wrong in your life, He wants you to cry out to Him because He saves those who are crushed. Hey, that's good news today. And if you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, can I encourage you today to call out to Him and ask Him to forgive the sin that now defines you and be your Savior and Lord? Listen, I'd love for us to get to tell you more about what it means to not just know Jesus, but then to follow Him. Reach out to us through this LifeWord page and we'll tell you more. Thanks so much for joining me today. I love you, and we'll see you next week on the Tailgate.